Union Station. It's 75 fun-loving degrees. At 6:05, that's the news. Brought to you by Davis DJs. Experience, not expensive. Call 1-800-999-DAVIS. I'm Dave Schreiber on W.
Okay, now you've seen it. Will you turn the light off?
What is it, Wally? Looks kind of scary.
There's nothing to be scared of. Will you turn the light off?
AVA.
Careful, careful. You're driving under the influence of 105 WAVA.
Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now. It's time to shake a leg and get up. It's time for you to raise your head up. Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up. Now you know it's time. Come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and wake up now.
I'm Mike Lewis from Friday Night. And the Morning Zoo with John and Mike is next. Inside Petroplex Center in scenic, beautiful Arlington, Vietnam, it's the Morning Zoo Show! Starring John Geronimo! And hi there, everybody! I'm Michael Mara, inviting you to join Dave Schreiber! Janet from another planet! Frank and Jill and Tom! Check in with Estelle the Lovely on her way home from Baghdad, Arizona. Plus, big news about the singing genius. Yes, I'm talking about Ken DeFutis. We'll have all the information. And some George Mason University frat boys are spanked by a female ghost. That and lots more coming up on the Morning Zoo. For now, let's please welcome a guy who's getting cable, ladies and gentlemen, Dan Geronimo!
That's right. Arts and Entertainment, Lifetime, the Nashville Network, I'm getting them all. Them, but I'm gonna have them all.
Now,
won't you please welcome man who knows how to have one hell of a power lunch? Bull. Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, I wish I had.
Sneeze, though.
Sneeze. Sneeze.
What?
I wish I hadn't sneezed, though.
Oh, during the power lunch?
Yeah, it's so embarrassing, you know, when you do that. You don't put the napkin up to your face the way you're supposed to. Just sit there and go, Effie!
8 minutes past six. 8 minutes past six at WAVA. Good morning from the heart of my bottom. What did you eat for breakfast? Everybody eats something different.
Mm-hmm.
And here are the top 10 wackiest things that people eat for breakfast. Number 10, anybody from Woodbridge eats grits. Bull.
Oh.
Number 9, Spanky McFarland eats buckwheat pancakes.
Oh,
yeah. Number 8, prostitutes eat tricks.
Yes.
Whoa. Number 6, the guys at Orphan Andy's eat turnovers.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh, yeah.
Super. Yes. Number 6, the Lander sisters eat tarts.
Yeah.
Number 5, Mrs. Pillsbury Doughboy eats donuts. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Number 4, Chip Lowmiller eats kicks.
Yeah.
Kicks.
Okay.
Number 3, Roseanne Barr eats rolls. Number two, North Vietnamese people eat Rice Krispies.
Yeah,
and... the number one wackiest thing that people eat for breakfast.
Number one,
a doctor who performs vasectomies eats hard-boiled eggs. Not sure exactly what that one means.
It sounds good.
You know, somehow vasectomies and hard-boiled eggs go together and...
Well, good morning. Welcome to our show, huh?
You were there, but you can't stay. Your heart is just about to
WAVA.
Like, do you realize
that we both just sat here with our headphones on listening to that
whole song.
We're like totally captured and caught up in that tune, and we didn't pay attention to anything else.
Normally, like, we take off our headphones and call Frank in and have a sip of some soda.
Yeah, but like we didn't that time. All we did was listen to that tune because it was so neat.
It was rocking, man.
It was.
From our rocking high school past. Excellent.
Yeah, excellent.
14 past 6.
Now that we have that out of our system, good morning, my friends. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
Oh, and pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
We're not fat.
We're white.
We are Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
But we were both of us just sitting here with our headphones on.
Yeah.
Just jamming. Yeah. That's strong.
I like the keyboards on that tune, man. I really do. I like that. That's why I got sort of caught up with it. You know, I like keyboards. That's what I was into on that song. Like natural keyboard playing.
I was just jamming. Like I was in REO. Like I was Kevin Cronin, Mom.
I've just hated that guy's hair, man. I always hated his hair, you know, with those videos.
He could rock, though, Mom.
He could rock, but he had those bangs cut right across his forehead, and I always hated that. I wish he'd had a little wilder hair, man. That's just my opinion there, you know. It was no reflection on his music.
It's 14 past 6. No, do I hear 15?
15.
Sold, Mom.
All right, dude.
Like you bought it, Mom. Quarter past 6 at WEVA.
Yeah, our life is pretty darn pathetic.
Yeah, it is.
We're both fat white guys over 30, putting on our headphones, jamming to some 1970s record.
Yeah.
Here we are telling you the weather on the radio. Cloudy this morning, sunny, warm, humid this afternoon. What a pathetic way to make a living, ladies and gentlemen. High today, 85. Mm. WEVA Good Guy Temp is 75 now. But we're happy, right? We're pathetic.
Well,
now I'm happy.
Yeah. I'll try not to pay too much attention to what you just said. You just started to just spin me into a terrible depression to start the show. I was in a great mood walking in here, and I found myself, while you were describing our lives, just falling off, grasping for anything, falling off the emotional cliff.
Well, this
here.
Is a pretty pathetic way to make your living, to be honest with you.
It's not a high prestige job. I don't think so. You know, when you walk out to a party, what do? I'm a DJ. You just, you know, it's like, oh, really? In bars? No, on the radio.
And we're sitting here at 6 o'clock in the morning with our headphones on,
you know,
a couple of big gulps nearby, just talking into these little dinky microphones.
This is true, but there are worse ways to make a living.
Oh, huh? I'm not saying that there are not worse ways.
Circus clowns, you know?
Pretty pathetic when you think about how we're actually feeding our families these days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, as if we need to spice it up past this,
right?
We call folks like Estelle Palmer. I'm looking at the list of numbers that we have to call here in the early part of the show.
Uh-huh.
All these people we have to get in touch with now, Estelle and Arlene, they should be in Albuquerque, New Mexico by 7 o'clock this morning.
This is a very nice lady that we sent to Baghdad, Arizona.
But pathetic.
Again, just
not
the
her.
Word pathetic comes. I don't think we should label her as pathetic.
Just the entire concept.
The idea.
Pathetic.
A pathetic idea, but a funny pathetic idea.
And her husband, Carl, we'll talk to him in just a minute. A DJ from my past called yesterday looking for me. This guy's name.
There you go. I'm sorry. I pressed a little button there.
You know, you do that.
Hands.
Yeah, you don't realize the power you have. You just cut me off from the whole world when you do that. You know, I don't even know what's going on. It's like somebody cuts my lifeline.
DJ Shotgun Mark Rivers.
Who's he?
Some DJ that I've worked with at a couple of the stations, and when Frank mentioned to me yesterday that he called, I wasn't going to call him back until my wife said, hey, he's got our air conditioner.
Oh, really?
When we worked in Pittsburgh, my wife loaned him an air conditioner, and he skipped town with it.
So he owes you. Actually, you've got air conditioning in your house now, so he owes you money. Is what
right.
It really
so
is.
We'll call Shotgun Mark Rivers in just a minute. I didn't know he was still in the radio. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a new DJ here working at the station, Cadillac Jack. Have you met this guy?
I met him twice now. Seems like a real nice young whippersnapper.
Well, we'll see what kind of a guy he is at 6 o'clock in the morning because we'll call him. Ken DeFuta's called and he's written a song about us now.
Oh my God!
DC Friends. We've got all the turnovers at Orphan Andy's in San Francisco to call today.
That's a traditional call that we make
every
day. And
a brand new 1-900-JOE-BOB hotline.
Joe Bob?
Joe Bob.
I guess it's for the Yahoos out there. Somebody the Joe Bob hotline.
The Joe Bob hot, some country dude.
I must tell you, I am now feeling less pathetic than I was just moments ago. Looking at this smorgasbord of early morning entertainment.
Yeah, that's not. I don't think there's one pathetic call on there. But no, I'm sorry. I meant they're all pathetic calls. Yeah, every single one of them pathetic. Absolutely.
But I'm feeling better. Feeling better now. I'm feeling better about the way that we're making our living. The fact that we were sitting in here like Kevin Arnold and his friend with the glasses on the Wonder Years, both of us in here with the headphones on just a few moments ago.
Yeah, just jamming.
Jamming
to a song which was popular when? When? Just 70, make it feel over.
79, something like
79,
that.
79, yeah. Some of the stuff we jammed to is like 1971. So, I mean, we've done more.
You know, the funniest part that Dave Shriver, I know, was sitting in that next room and looking at us. Weren't you, Dave?
Did we look pathetic when we were doing that, when we were sitting there with our heads bobbing up and down with the headphones on?
I was jamming too, man.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Good for you.
Good.
All right, man.
All right, dude. How's your mom and dad, Dave?
Ah, they left, man. They got on the big plane.
Oh, man. Awesome. Awesome. So they, like, flew out of here, so they're sort of, like, out of your hair now, right?
Totally.
Totally. Your mom was a fox mom.
Thank you.
Bye, Dave.
Bye-bye.
It's 19 past 6 to WAVA, so where do we begin?
Where do we begin?
You tell me, where do we start here? We've got all these loose ends we have to tie up.
I think we start with Estelle, because she ought to be waking up earlier than anybody else, because we've actually given her the trip.
She's en route now.
She's
en route to Albuquerque, New Mexico, so we can call her husband, Carl.
Yeah, we got to catch Carl before he goes to the hot shop for the free refills, because he's actually been sort of pleasant to us. I don't think he likes the idea at all. I think he hates the idea, as a matter of fact. I got that impression talking to him the other day.
We somehow thought that he'd look at it like as a mini vacation.
Morning.
Carl.
Yeah.
Carl, Don and Mike here. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you, Carl?
Yeah.
Fun
in the morning and music in the afternoon. WAVA.
That's it. Way to go, Carl.
See, he sounds more relaxed.
I'm learning.
Carl, are you starting to enjoy your bachelor life?
Huh? I've been having a good time.
Hey!
Yeah, all see? Right. So, Carl, listen, when's the last time you talked to Estelle?
Last night.
Where was she last night when you talked to her?
She was getting ready to leave for Amarillo. She was flat set.
At Flagstaff. What did she do yesterday? Do you know?
I'll tell you something. She said she had the most enjoyable day going through that copper mine.
Oh, yes.
She said it's an experience you have to live through. Really, she enjoyed it.
So let me get this right, Carl. She was in Baghdad, Arizona, and she actually did something that she really enjoyed?
Yeah, she said the people were lovely, and they took her through the copper mines.
I could cry. I'm so happy. I could cry.
Well, that's nice. Did she have a nice dinner then before she got on the bus last night?
I really don't. That I didn't know.
Yeah. I guess the bus travel would be the one tough part of the trip.
I think that was the toughest part of the trip. But she's living through it, and she's really enjoying herself, and said she's going to thank you guys when she gets back.
Some say it's the only way to really see America, mother, by bus.
Well that's ways what, my that's,
believe it or not, that's what my daughter said.
So, Carl, when are we expecting Estelle back?
Oh, boy, yeah. Supposedly Thursday at 4:35.
Thursday at 4:35.
A.m. in the morning.
Oh, so you've still got another whole day and night of partying ahead of you, huh?
Yes, I have. Oh, yes, boy. I have.
You must be the talk of the hot shop, Carl.
Well, I'll hear about it this morning.
All right. All right, Carl. Well, listen, you keep all those women quiet, and we'll see you later.
Yes.
All right, your house right now just crammed with women in every nook and cranny. Right?
I understand. I hear it.
Oh, you're a stud muffin, Carl.
Okay.
All right, Carl. Bye.
Have a good morning.
Bye, right. Carl.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Attitude kind of changes when we get onto the subject of women. Yeah, all right. Yeah, you wise acres. All right, get off my phone.
That's Estelle's husband, Carl.
Yeah.
And Estelle should be checking in with us between 7 and 8:45 this morning when she arrives in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And a real change of attitude with Carl. I mean, a guy that sounds like he is really starting to enjoy life.
Oh, yeah. He's had a little freedom. He's had a taste of the outside. Are you kidding me? I know that place was full of women.
You know, yesterday it was kind of like, yeah, hi. Well, I wish he was here today. Hey, how you doing?
fun.
Fun all morning. As he said, music in the afternoon.
Yeah, fun in the morning, music in the afternoon.
You know, and if you're over 60 and that's what you say, that's just as good as knowing the phrase that pays.
Absolutely, we'd give you the money.
I'm not feeling quite so pathetic anymore, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's starting to feel better, isn't it? We're starting to pull ourselves out of the abyss.
It's 23 past 6 at WAVA. All right, who's next then? Orphan Andy's? Shotgun Mark Rivers? Cadillac Jack?
Let's call your DJ buddy. Let's call your DJ buddy that owes you money. How much would you, have you figured it out? Or more importantly, has your wife figured out how much money he owes you? I mean, an air conditioner, they can go for anywhere from like a couple hundred bucks to $400 or $500.
Let's find out. I'm sure she remembers the retail value on that sucker.
Do you have any use for it now?
Oh, no. We have a house at Central Air now. Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetie.
You're awake, right?
Yeah, Bart woke me up at 6 this morning.
What kind of air conditioner was that Shotgun Mark took?
Well, we don't need it anymore. It was a room air conditioner.
Okay? How much would you estimate the value of that?
Oh, I'd say it was between $200 and $300.
And I would say over the years, it's safe to say that it appreciated a little bit.
I would say they're probably more expensive now than when I bought it.
And what were the circumstances of him and that air conditioner? Did he get fired and leave town with it?
You got me. You have so many scummy DJ friends. I forget. You know, I don't really expect much from your DJ friends.
Oh, I think Don, you ought to try to maybe get a check for what? Would $500 do it?
I wouldn't take a check from this guy.
No?
Cash?
Yeah.
Take a
yeah.
check.
Yeah.
Money order?
Yeah. He has a history of writing checks.
Mm-hmm. Traveler's check?
Right. And of course, there's the value today and there's the interest on it.
Right.
But you're dreaming. I mean...
Yeah, I know. I'm never going to see any money from him, but still, we'll call him now. We'll try to get it from him.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye, honey.
Okay, good luck.
All right, so we're calling Kansas. Frank tells me the number is in Kansas. This guy has ended up in Kansas. I haven't seen him. I worked with him for the first time in 1976, and then I worked with him again like 10 years later, and he's got all kinds of stuff in mind. He's got a lot of stuff besides the air conditioner that I'm not going to bring up now because he's a nice guy.
You're not going to bring up the air conditioner?
No, I'm going to bring up the air conditioner because that was Frieda's.
Oh, good. Okay. All right.
The stuff that I gave him, that was just foolishness on my part. Like the car.
Wait a minute. You gave him a car? You gave him an automobile? Did he return it, I hope, or did he borrow it?
I guess he still got it.
You gave him a car and he still got it?
It was an old beat-up car.
Oh.
It was an old beat-up car.
Car you didn't want?
Yeah.
You wanted that air conditioner at the time, though, right?
Yeah.
You did that out of the goodness of your heart. I'd say this guy's into you for about a grand.
You know, I'm just that kind of guy, you know. I suddenly decide, I no longer want that Rolls Royce. Give it to the next person you see.
Like Elvis, in a way. Throw the keys to somebody.
Right.
Jimmy Cadillac.
Yeah, I get tired of him. I'm like Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson has like 87 different cars. Well, I'm guessing he's not at home.
You know, as I hear this phone ring with no answer, I'm thinking two words.
What?
Loan sharks. Loan sharks.
It's always a good sign, though, when his phone rings. Because usually the first sign when you call a guy like this, the first sign you get is the beep, beep, beep. The number you've reached is temporarily disconnected.
He's been visited in the middle of the night by a couple of leg breakers for the mob.
Okay. One more ring to Shotgun Mark. All right. You know, maybe we should put Captain Slinky on this one.
But walks downstairs, a loner in pairs, and makes a slinkity sound.
You can find the body.
A spring, a marvelous
Slinky. Good morning. Good morning, Captain Slinky. Listen, will you take this and run it, eat this paper or whatever you do, and spit it back out with all of the pertinent numbers for this guy, okay?
I'll see what we can find for him, absolutely. I might check in with the Kansas Police Department, too. That might be a good thing to do.
You know what, folks, if you don't have your very own Frank, you should get one.
Oh, they're great, aren't they?
He's great to have around, because really, all you do is give, it's just like it works on TV with the cops.
Right.
Where the cop walks in and goes, I've only got a partial taillight skewered license plate. All I got was the letter 2.
Run it through the computer.
And the guy comes back and goes, we've got it right here, sir. Well, who's calling us on the hotline so early? Hello?
Darling, why don't you ask Frank to check on the people's court? Then you cannot take the law into your own hands. You can take them to court.
Oh, I don't want to sue Shotgun Mark. I want to talk to him.
Oh,
first.
No, because I saw in the people's court the other day that, you know, a sister sued her brother because then the then the brother didn't know the money, then the people's court pays for it. They pay for your appearance, and so you wouldn't hurt shotgun.
I'm reminding you not to take the law into your own hands. You take them to court.
Yeah, you could both be on TV, and you get the value of the air conditioner.
There you go. Sue Shotgun Mark. Now entering the courtroom is the plaintiff. A disc jockey from Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
He says this other DJ stole his air conditioner.
That's right.
All right, honey.
Okay, good.
I mean, I know we're desperate for television exposure, but I'm not going to go quite that far.
Oh, I want to be on there with you. My dad loves that show. He'd love to see us on.
Now, this is almost like at the Renaissance Festival. When the line was really, really long for tickets, and Frida wanted me to just go up and say, hi, Don Geronimo. Realize that there are 8,000 people in line, but wouldn't you like to give me and my family free tickets and let us in ahead of everybody else?
I told him if we had been with you, it would have been done, Mike.
Yeah. Well, I was at the Renaissance Festival, and I'll have you know, Frida, that I did not do that. I turned around and didn't even go in.
Oh, that's amazing.
I can't do that. I couldn't go on TV and sue this guy. I couldn't even go up to the Renaissance Festival and say, hey, can I have some free tickets?
No, but it's not a pushy thing. Just find out the rules, and everybody does it. I think it'd be fun.
Well, you're still talking about the People's Court thing?
You know what I did consider at the Renaissance Festival, though? Do you know when you're walking in and there was that tiny little gate that just had a little piece of rope with one of those little hinges on it? Mm-hmm. I gave some very serious thought to actually just walking in. I didn't see anybody around, but I thought there'd be some like Henry VIII guard with a spear in my back or something like that. So that steak on a steak.
You would have loved that steak on a steak.
I'm really sorry I didn't go in, but I didn't want to wait the 45 minutes in line to get into that place.
You would have loved it. Don wants to go back to Renaissance eating. It was steak on a steak.
All my food on a steak.
Pork on a steak.
Yeah. Maybe we could go out to lunch sometime like that. Wear the costumes.
Yeah, he looked just like Henry VIII. Walking around with just food dripping down his chin like you see in the old movies.
Can I help it that I am a Renaissance man?
Yeah, that's right.
I can't. Well, listen, I gotta go.
All right, bye.
All right, goodbye. Goodbye. I'm not suing him. We'll just call him later. Shotgun Mark over. We'll call him later.
If he's alive.
Okay, next. How about Orphan Andy's? The aforementioned Orphan Andy's and all of the turnovers out there in San Francisco.
They're eating their turnovers this morning, probably, talking sports. Talking about the, of course, they said last time they're more into the San Francisco Giants than they are the Oakland A's. So I guess they can't get really caught up in this pennant fever.
So your team plays again today?
Yes.
Good morning, Orphan Andy's. This is Garth. How may I help you?
Garth.
Yes.
Hi, this is Don and Mike, the DJs from Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Hi,
no,
Garth.
No.
Garth, we have never spoken, have we?
One time before. I'm the Dallas Cowboy fan, remember?
Oh, Garth.
Garth, it's good to hear your voice again. Who is there this morning?
Oh, Steve here. Hold on one second.
Oh, good day out of Steve. He's our new favorite.
Steve is the only
Steve.
Guy.
Steve. Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine. What's new in the last week, Steve?
Well, nothing much.
How's
we won football.
Yeah, that's right. The 49ers.
Yeah.
How's Orphan Andy's doing,
apparently,
Steve?
Apparently, we did. Orphan Andy's crew is doing well.
And what are you guys doing right now? Just filling the ketchup jars?
Side work.
Yeah, you're doing that side work again. This is usually the time that you do your side work, right?
Right, between 3 and 5 in the morning.
What time do you usually go home, Steve? What are your hours there?
I work until 7 o'clock in the morning.
Till 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
Kind of tough doing that shift, Steve?
Yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It cuts on your social life. But then I don't work weekends, so that's fine.
Oh, that's great, Steve.
All right, Steve. Well, listen, we just wanted to say, hey, and listen, we have a big game coming up this weekend with the Redskins and the New York Giants. Can you tell me who you like in that game? Who's your early line on that game?
Well, of course, the Redskins. You know why?
Why?
I might be moving back to D.C.
Steve!
Oh, Steve.
Steve, you can come on the show.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, Steve. Super. Steve, can you get everyone there to say hi to us this morning before we go?
Sure, hold on a second.
All right, Steve.
Mike, Steve might be coming back to D.C.
I'm all a quiver.
I've got an extra room.
I got three.
Hey, that could be like a nutty sitcom.
Yeah, wouldn't that be funny? That'll be happening. Steve? They have quite a throng there.
All the boys.
How's that?
Hey, thank you, Steve.
Right.
Hey, listen, if you come back here and you find yourself short of a place to live, I just wanted to tell you that I have an extra room, and my partner, Mike, recently divorced, has a whole house, a whole empty house.
Yeah, Don could put you up, Steve, and I could put you up and two of your friends.
Well, I'm like 90% sure I'm doing this, and it will happen at the end of the month.
All right.
All right. Well,
so how do I get a hold of you if I do it?
Let us know.
We'll let you know.
We're in the book.
You're in the book.
Yeah, we're in the book.
In the phone book, just, you know, take a look in your phone book and you'll find us.
The Morning Zoo Show, right?
That's it, yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, Steve.
Bye, Steve.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There goes Steve. Boy, quite a group they had there this morning doing their side work.
And that's nothing dirty.
No.
All that is just cleaning up the...
No, it's filling the ketchup things.
Cleaning up the parts where they put all the condiments on the food.
Right, putting the salt and pepper where it should be, putting those little finger menus that they have there. They're doing their side work.
Side work.
Doesn't mean a thing.
Gosh, Steve is moving back.
He's coming back to Washington, D.C.
Hey, Steve.
Stay at my house.
6:33. Couple of spots here. We'll come back. I got to call Ken DeFutis. Got to call Cadillac Jack. Got some new 1-900 number. Whole lot more here on WAVA.
You're not feeling pathetic anymore, are you?
Still a pretty darn pathetic thing for us to do. I've gotten past the part where our job is pathetic, our life is pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
But sitting here with those headphones on, listening to that REO Speedwagon record, that was pathetic.
But it was fun, Don. That's what counts. It was fun and pathetic.
All right, well, I'm past it now.
All right, man.
It's 6:33. WAVA.
105 WAVA. Win up to $10,000 with the phrase that pays.
You just won $10,000!
$1,000! Oh, this is wonderful!
Billy, you just picked up $100!
All right, that's great!
You can win up to $10,000. Your phone rings, and we ask you what your favorite radio station is. Don't say...
I can't remember.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Say fun all morning, music all day. 105 WAVA.
Fun all morning, music all day. 105 WAVA.
And win the money from...
Hey, this is Joe Bob Briggs.
WAVA.
We are the Weird Line, the club for screw-ups. Now listen up, because you can spend...
This is that 1-900 number, the Joe Bob line.
It's going to cost you $1.50 for the first minute and 75 cents for every minute after that. So
the Joe Bob line. All you guys out there named Joe Bob.
Press 1 for Joe Bob's thought for the week. Press 2 for this week's drive-in movie review.
How about we go for the...
Thought of the week. Yeah, Joe Bob's thought of the week. Moron's thought of the week.
And they say, Joe Bob, why do you have such an obsession with female dingle bobbers? Actually, they don't use the word dingle bobbers. What'd they say? Oh, yeah, female breasts. Why are you talking about female breasts all the time? It's degrading. And I've been thinking about it, and I think that they may be right. Because who wants to hear about a couple of tether balls dangling off a woman's chest?
This idiot.
You should be doing something more important, like ordering a frozen daiquiri at a topless bar or something. And we men, we have no respect for women in the way we talk about women. We see a couple of Annette Funicello's jutting out there, and we go crazy.
Who is this guy? Who is he?
Why does he have a 900 number?
A woman's
Slinky, you know?
Like Bigfoot Radio. Or bedtime beach balls. What woman wants to hear that she's got a couple of golden bozos? So I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to change.
Walks downstairs alone.
There's a couple of Buick bumper guards on some gal in the street. Like yesterday, I was coming out of Western Auto, and this woman walks in. She had a couple of cruise missiles. They were ICBMs.
Who is this guy? This is a guy named Joe Bob Briggs. He has a show on cable on one of the pay channels. I think it's Showtime. A movie review show.
Oh, is this the guy that wears the cowboy hat?
Yeah, I've got a picture of him.
Oh, I know who this idiot is.
And he's written a book called The History of Western Civilization or My Story.
Hold on, he's still going on.
Don't like that. So we started calling them Wally and the Bees, or for short, we just call them Cleavers. And that made her more happy.
You guys still talking about boobs?
Oh, yeah. I always get in so much trouble with the feminists, but I think I've been misunderstood, and I wanted to clear this up. I agree with the feminists that we men are too obsessed with Garbanzas, Hooters, whatever you want to call them, nose cones, McDLTs, Upper Carews, Yarbos, Oppenheimers, Raquels. Where was I? Oh, yeah. What I'm trying to say is I turned feminist this week, and I will no longer be referring to female woofers anywhere. Here are just a few of the terms I will not be using because I've decided that they are sexist terms.
But now we're all laughing at it.
Participles, heavy-duty honeydews, hoosiers, hug bumps, huge McGuffies, Chalupa Sal Grande, avocados, Pirate's Dream, which is used to refer to a sunken chest, basketballs, bazongas, bazooms, bodacious tatas, blimps, blue ridges, bookends, ballbusters, cantaloupes, capital domes, chimichangas, coconuts, cowabungas, double dribbles, dumbbells, flesh fillets, slop doodles, fertile female water wings, Fujiyamas, gazongas, heraldos, grand tetons, headlamps, hippos, honkers, igloos, jambalayas, hottentots, kumquats, loaves of love, lulus, mackerels, major motion picture material, watermelons, white rabbits, wide bodies, wigwams, winnebagoes, wookies, or yo mamas. I will never, ever, for the rest of my life, use the term ski slopes to heaven. That's how strongly I feel about this.
Wow.
Return to the main menu.
Oh, Joe Biden.
There you go. I don't know. It's kind of hard to ream a guy that we just spent the last 5 minutes laughing at.
For sure. That's Joe Bob. I know who we're talking about. This is a guy I've seen. He's actually a good-looking guy with a cowboy hat. That's all.
There you go. And how quickly we change.
Oh, isn't it? We started out with a real bad attitude, and he just he won us over.
Even Frank was laughing. Even Frank was smiling.
Yep, you know it's good when
Frank smiles. He's 43 at WAVA. Okay, last item. We'll have to get to Kenda Feudis later. Let's just call Cadillac Jack, new WAVA DJ. Say hi and welcome him to the WAVA team.
But you mean that with all sincerity. You want to sincerely welcome him. And the fact that you said, all right, let's call Cadillac Jack and welcome him to the family.
Oh, yeah,
we've just had a lot of guys work here.
I really want to welcome him. Yes, the latest in a long line of fellows to do the 6 to 10 p.m. show.
Right. We'll be just as sincere as with the first guy that we welcomed.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is this Mrs. Jack?
Yes, it is.
Hi, is Cadillac there?
You're nuts. Yeah, hang on.
Thank you.
All right, that's Mrs. Jack. Mrs. Cadillac Jack.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, we just wanted to say hi.
Well, and
welcome to WAVA, because we haven't talked about the Cadillac Jack Show.
Well, you know, it's not much to talk about yet, but, you know, we're working on it.
Cadillac, we felt it was important to welcome you to our WAVA family.
So welcome. Welcome to the family. Best of luck. Try to hold the job for at least a year. Thanks.
I'm going
to
do my best. You know, I really do appreciate it, and let's do lunch.
Okay, yeah, let's do lunch and say hi again to Mrs. Jack for us.
I've got to say hi to her, yeah. She's really good at that.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
See you later.
Good morning.
Bye. Because you know his brother Monterey.
Oh.
Guy worked out in San Francisco.
And his sister Lumber.
And the one that's on drugs is brother High. 644 at WAVA. So welcome to our happy, happy family. Here's Dave Schreiber. Dave.
There's an accident on the inner loop of the Beltway at 295, tying up the left side of the roadway, and that's backed up the inner loop to St. Barnabas Road, headed for Alexandria. An accident reported at Branch Avenue and Suitland Parkway, westbound on the southeast-southwest freeway. Still have construction crews along the right side of the roadway over the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's backed up 295 over the 11th Street Bridge back to Portland Street. And northbound on the Shirley Highway, still going from Woodbridge right on up to Springfield. More delays inside the Beltway at Landmark and again at Seminary Road. Save 40% on Scan International's new line of Danish country furniture. Come see Danish country and save 40% now at Scan. It's not your typical Scandinavian furniture store. I'm Janet from another planet, WAVA traffic.
Here's your fun-loving Washington weather. Decreasing clouds this morning. Partly sunny, warm, humid today. High 85. Fair and mild tonight. Low 65. Partly sunny tomorrow. Warm, humid. I-85 at BWI 71, at Dulles 71, and in Spring Valley 75
fun-loving degrees
at 648. That's the news brought to you by Guterman and Sheffy, Diamond Merchants and Fine Jewelers McLean and Rockville. I'm Dave Schreiber on W.
Come on, everybody. Wake up. Rise and shine.
AVA.
Good morning from Diamond.
Hello. All right, folks, the all-new no-pressure phone scam.
Yep.
Coming up next, it's filtered at 432 WAVA. Your live call's coming right up after the Whitney woman.